And can you review what was seen in terms of side effects and toxicity that you presented again first at ASCO last year?
Yes, so the toxicity revealed with respect to hematologic toxicity, no significant issues with respect to thrombocytopenia. There was an increase, about a 50% increase in the incidence of grade 4 neutropenia. Bear in mind, we only kept records for grade 4 hematologic toxicity. It was about 24% as compared to 16%. That was statistically significant. The initial presentation at ASCO a year ago, at the plenary session, showed an increase in the number of febrile neutropenic effects that at that time did not reach statistical significance, but after going through the data additionally, when we re-presented the data this year's ASCO, it had in fact reached statistical significance, and I believe it was around 5% occurrence on the bevacizumab arm versus just under 2%, I believe, for the paclitaxel carboplatin alone arm that reached statistical significance. So that was on the hematologic side. The non-hematologic toxicity with respect to hemorrhagic events did show an increase in the overall incidence of hemorrhagic effects on the bevacizumab arm, roughly 7% versus, I believe it was around 2%, statistically significant. And specifically with respect to pulmonary hemorrhage, again, increase percentage of grade 3 plus pulmonary hemorrhagic events on the bevacizumab arm that reached statistical significance. In this case, it was roughly around 4% versus under 1%, statistically significant. Other toxicities include proteinuria, hypertension, which were more numeric problems than anything else, as it did not result in issues of patients going off study. It was principally proteinuria was more of a paper toxicity. Hypertension was treated readily with antihypertensives. No significant differences with respect to thrombotic events.
What was the average time on treatment in the chemo bevacizumab arm?
The average time was 7 cycles. The median was 7 cycles, which included the chemo and the bevacizumab continuation. So in essence, that would have been 6 cycles of the chemo and an additional cycle of bevacizumab as compared to 5-cycle median for the chemotherapy alone arm.
Okay. When was the next time data were presented from the trial?
I presented an update at an angiogenesis symposium at ASCO just this past June, in which point we had updated response and survival data as well as update on toxicity data.